Brighten up your home with help from Menards. Illuminate your home with LED light bulbs from Fight Electric. They provide light that lasts with a rated life of over 10,000 hours. Don't wait to finish your projects. Save big money on Fight Electric LED light bulbs now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. The air was thick with an oppressive heat as Lila slowly regained consciousness. Her eyes fluttered open to reveal a dimly lit cell, the flickering light emanating from the embers that clung to the walls like a memory of fire long extinguished. The stone was warm beneath her, almost pulsing, as if the very essence of the land was alive and aware of her presence. She sat up, heart racing, her mind racing back to the night when everything changed. A night of chaos, terror, and the unmistakable scent of smoke and blood. Lila's breath quickened as she recalled the moment she had been captured. The world outside her cell had been ablaze with wildfires. The sky painted a furious orange as the pack had descended upon her small village. She had fought back, adrenaline surging as she swung her fists at the wolves that had come for her. But they were too strong, too many. Hands had grabbed her, pulling her into the darkness, away from everything she had ever known. Now here she was, trapped in a cell that felt like a furnace, the stone walls closing in around her. "Damn it," she muttered under her breath, pushing her hair back from her face, trying to shake off the remnants of sleep and disorientation. "I won't be a prisoner." She gritted her teeth, channeling her fear into defiance. The memory of her village, the faces of her friends and family, fueled her resolve. She was not going to let this be the end. Her thoughts were interrupted by the heavy sound of footsteps echoing down the corridor. Lila's heart pounded in her chest as the door creaked open, revealing a silhouette that blocked the dim light from behind. Drake stepped into the cell, his presence overwhelming, filling the space with an intensity that made her skin prickle. He was tall, his muscular frame outlined against the flickering torchlight, and his dark hair fell in waves that framed his chiseled features. There was a brooding quality about him, a raw power that both frightened and fascinated her. "Lila," he said, his voice deep and resonant, sending a shiver down her spine. "I see you're awake. Why am I here?" she demanded, her voice steadier than she felt. "What do you want from me?" Drake's gaze bore into hers, a smoldering ember of something unspoken flickering in his eyes. "You know why you're here. You're meant to be mine." Lila recoiled at his words, a wave of anger surging through her. "You think I'll just accept that? I'm not a possession, Drake. I won't be your mate because you say so." He took a step closer, the heat radiating from his body enveloping her, making it hard to think clearly. "This is not a choice, Lila. The bond between us is undeniable. You will learn to accept it." "Accept it," she spat, her defiance igniting like a spark in the dark. "You think I'll just roll over and play the obedient little mate? You're delusional." Drake's expression shifted, a flicker of something, regret? Pain? Crossing his features before he masked it with a steely resolve. "You don't understand the weight of this. The bond we share is more than just a claim. It's survival. There are dangers out there that you cannot begin to comprehend." "Dangers?" Lila scoffed, crossing her arms defiantly. "I've faced danger before. I'm not afraid of your pack or whatever pathetic threats you think can intimidate me." A low growl escaped Drake's throat, but he held himself back, his eyes narrowing. "You should be. This land is unforgiving and you're in the heart of it now. You may think you're strong, but you're out of your depth." "Then let me go," she challenged, her heart racing with a mix of fear and fury. "If you really think I'm so weak, let me leave this place." Drake studied her for a moment, his gaze piercing as if trying to see through her bravado. "You're not ready for what lies beyond these walls. I won't let you walk into danger." "Stop treating me like a child," she yelled, frustration boiling over. "I'm not some damsel in distress waiting for a knight to rescue me. I can take care of myself." "Can you?" he shot back, the challenge in his voice sparking a fire in her chest. "You're in a world you don't understand, Lila. You'll learn that soon enough." As he turned to leave, Lila felt a surge of desperation. "Wait," she called, her voice softer now, almost pleading. "What if I don't want to be your mate? What if I never accept this?" Drake paused at the door, his back to her, and for a fleeting moment she thought she saw something vulnerable in his posture. You don't have to accept it, he said quietly, but the bond is there. It's not something you can ignore. He stepped out, the door slamming shut behind him, leaving Lila alone once more in the suffocating heat of the cell. She sank to the ground, her heart racing as she fought against the wave of emotions crashing over her. How could he think he could just claim her like a trophy or a prize? She was Lila, not a possession to be owned. As she sat there, her thoughts racing, something glinted in the dim light. Lila's gaze snapped to a small object hidden in the corner of the cell. She crawled towards it, her heart pounding with a mix of curiosity and fear. When she reached it, her fingers closed around the cool metal of a knife, its blade dull but still sharp enough to serve its purpose. Lila held the knife in her hand, contemplating her next move. The prospect of escape flickered in her mind like the embers around her. She could use this, find a way out of the cell in the castle back to the life she once knew. But then she thought of Drake, the way his eyes had sparked with something deeper during their confrontation. Was there more to him than the alpha who claimed her as his own? She shook her head, trying to dispel the confusing thoughts. No, she couldn't allow herself to be swayed by whatever allure he held. He was dangerous, a man whose power threatened to consume her. Yet, as she stared at the knife in her hand, she couldn't deny the flicker of curiosity that ignited within her. What lay behind the walls of this fortress? What shadows haunted Drake, and why did she feel an inexplicable pull towards him? Lila tucked the knife into her waistband, her resolve hardening. She would find a way out, but she would also discover the truth. The truth about Drake, about the bond he spoke of, and about the very land that had become her prison. She wouldn't be a victim. She would be the one to uncover the secrets hidden in the flames. The air shimmered with heat as Lila was led through the iron gates of the Alpha's lair, a castle standing defiantly against the backdrop of a horizon engulfed in flames. The ground beneath her feet crackled, the earth scorched, reminiscent of a battlefield long forgotten. Each step she took felt heavier than the last, as if the very land sought to bind her to this fate she had not chosen. The castle loomed above her, its dark stone walls radiating an ominous energy that sent shivers down her spine. As she crossed the threshold, the overwhelming scent of smoke and something more primal enveloped her senses. The interior was dimly lit, flickering torches cast dancing shadows along the walls, giving life to the grotesque carvings that adorned them. Lila's heart raced, not just from fear, but from an unyielding determination to escape. The pack members milling about were fierce and loyal, their eyes glinting with a blend of admiration and wariness as they acknowledged their Alpha's new captive. She could sense their loyalty, they were bound to Drake, and that loyalty was palpable. Yet Lila's resolve only strengthened. She would not be a trophy for the brooding Alpha, nor would she let herself be consumed by the fiery world he had thrust her into. Welcome to my home, Lila, Drake's voice resonated, deep and commanding, pulling her from her thoughts. He stepped from the shadows, a figure carved from darkness itself. His presence was magnetic, and despite her anger, she felt a flicker of something else, curiosity perhaps. But she quickly buried it. Home, she echoed, her voice laced with sarcasm. Is that what you call this prison? Drake's lips curled into a smirk, though his eyes betrayed a flicker of something deeper, pain? Regret? Prison is a matter of perspective. You'll find that this place has its comforts should you choose to embrace them. Embrace what? Being treated like a possession? Lila retorted, her spirit unyielding. You may have your pack, but I am not yours to claim. He stepped closer, their faces mere inches apart. You don't understand the bond we share yet. It's more than possession, it's survival. Lila's heart pounded in her chest as she held his gaze, unwilling to back down. Then let me go. I'd rather take my chances out there, she gestured towards the fiery landscape. Drake's expression darkened, and for a fleeting moment she thought she saw a flicker of vulnerability. You can't leave. Not yet. There are forces at play you cannot begin to comprehend. With a huff of derision, Lila turned her back on him. I'll find a way. As the days passed, Lila found herself caught in a web of conflicting emotions. The castle was a labyrinth of secrets and shadows, each corner holding whispers of the past. That night, as she lay on the narrow cot in her makeshift chamber, the flickering glow of the torches outside filled her with a restless energy. Suddenly, the door creaked open and Drake stepped inside, his silhouette framed by the flames. I thought you might be lonely, he said, his tone softer than she had ever heard. It's not easy for someone to adjust to this life. Lonely? Lila scoffed. I'm perfectly fine alone, thank you. He approached, the air thickening with tension. You're stronger than I expected, Lila. Most would have broken by now. Maybe they would have, she replied, her voice steady. But I'm not like everyone else. Drake studied her, an intensity in his gaze that made her heart race for all the wrong reasons. You think you know me, but you don't. My pack. They are my family, bound by a curse that has haunted us for generations. Lila's expression softened slightly, curiosity piqued. What curse? Drake's jaw clenched and a shadow crossed his face. It's not a tale for the faint of heart. But if you're going to be here, you should know. We're bound to the flames, cursed to endure the pain of loss until a sacrifice is made. A sacrifice? Lila repeated, her mind racing. What kind of sacrifice? He hesitated, the weight of his words heavy between them. A true act of selflessness, one that can alter our fates. It's why I need you, Lila. A chill ran through her despite the heat surrounding them. You need me for what, exactly? To break the curse, he said, his voice barely above a whisper. But it's not just me, this curse binds my entire pack. If you choose to fight, if you choose to stay, you may just hold the key to our salvation. Lila felt a twinge of sympathy, yet it was quickly overshadowed by her instinct to escape. You think I'll just accept this? Become the savior of your pack. Drake stepped closer, his presence almost overwhelming. I don't expect you to accept it. I want you to understand. The flames are not just a prison, they're a reminder of what we've lost. The vulnerability in his gaze caught her off guard, and for a moment she saw the man beneath the alpha, the one who had suffered, who bore the weight of his pack's history. But before she could respond, he turned, leaving her with a swirl of emotions that threatened to consume her as fiercely as the flames outside. The following day, Lila ventured deeper into the castle during the quiet hours, her footsteps echoing against the cold stone. She felt drawn to explore, to uncover the secrets hidden within these walls. As she wandered through the dimly lit corridors, she stumbled upon a grand hall adorned with ancient tapestries depicting battles and tragedies. The stories woven into the fabric seemed to whisper to her, urging her to understand the burdens Drake carried. Suddenly, a flicker in the corner of her eye caught her attention. Lila turned, and to her astonishment, a ghostly figure materialized before her. A woman draped in shadows, her face a mask of sorrow. "Beware, Lila," the figure warned, her voice echoing like a distant memory. "Your fate and his are intertwined, and the flames that bind him will seek to consume you both." Lila's heart raced, and she felt a chill run down her spine. "Who are you?" she asked, her voice trembling. I am a remnant of the past, a soul lost to the flames. Your presence here is no coincidence. You are part of a destiny that has yet to unfold. What do you mean? Lila pressed, her curiosity battling with fear. The Alpha's curse is not solely his burden. To save him and his pack, you must confront the darkness that dwells within. Only then can you forge a path to freedom. With that, the specter faded, leaving Lila standing alone in the grand hall, her mind racing. The warning echoed in her thoughts, intertwining with the weight of Drake's words. She was drawn into a conflict that was far greater than herself, one that would test her strength and resolve. The fire that had threatened to consume her now felt like a flicker of hope, a chance to unravel the mysteries that bound her to the Alpha. As she left the hall, Lila knew she could no longer ignore the pull of fate. She would confront Drake and demand answers. But deep down, she felt the heat of their connection, a fire that both terrified and exhilarated her. The path ahead was fraught with danger, but she was ready to face whatever awaited her in the blazing depths of their entwined destinies. Lila paced the dimly lit chamber, her heart racing with a mixture of fear and determination. The ghost's warning echoed in her mind, a haunting reminder of the consequences that loomed over her like a storm cloud. She had to confront Drake to demand answers about the specter that had crossed her path. Her fingers brushed the hilt of the hidden knife she'd discovered, a small comfort in this world of fire and shadows. When the heavy door creaked open, Lila turned to face him, her breath hitching at the sight of the brooding Alpha. Drake stood tall, his chiseled features illuminated by the flickering torchlight, casting shadows that danced across his rugged jawline. There was an intensity in his gaze, a raw power that made her pulse quicken despite her resolve. "Lila," he said, his voice low and rough like gravel. "What's troubling you? Do you really think I'll just sit here and accept my fate?" she shot back, her voice steady but laced with defiance. "I spoke to a ghost. It warned me about you, about your past. You can't just brush it off." Drake's expression darkened, and for a moment she saw the flicker of something deep within him. Shame, perhaps, or regret. "Ghosts are merely echoes of the past," he replied, his tone defensive. "They have no bearing on the present." "Then why do you avoid talking about your past?" Lila pressed, stepping closer. "What happened to your pack? Why do you carry this weight?" He clenched his jaw, and Lila could see the internal battle raging within him. "It's not something I wish to revisit," he said finally, his voice strained. "There was a betrayal that cost me everything. My pack, my family, all destroyed because of it." Lila's heart twisted at the anguish that seeped through his words. She could sense the pain behind his brooding exterior, the way it shaped him into the man who now stood before her. "But you can't keep hiding from it, Drake. You can't keep pushing me away and expect this to work." Drake's eyes narrowed, and for a moment, Lila feared she had gone too far. "You don't understand," he replied, his voice low and dangerous. "I am not the man you think I am. I am a monster." "Then let me help you find the man you once were," she pleaded, her voice softening. "You don't have to carry this alone." For a fleeting moment, vulnerability flashed across his face, but it was gone as quickly as it appeared. "You don't know what you're asking for, Lila. You're inviting danger into your life." "Danger is already here, Drake," she shot back. "I'm already in danger because of you. But I can't ignore what I'm feeling. And neither can you." Drake stepped closer, and the heat radiating from his body enveloped her, a magnetic pull that threatened to draw her in despite the caution she tried to maintain. "What you feel is nothing but the flames of desire," he said, his voice a low rumble. "It's not love, Lila. It's lust, and it will burn you." "Then let it burn," she whispered, her heart pounding in her chest. "Let me feel something real, even if it hurts. I refuse to live in fear of the past." Drake's gaze softened for a brief moment, and Lila could see the compassionate man buried beneath layers of torment. "You're a fool if you think you can change me," he said, but the words lacked conviction. "Maybe," she replied, "but I'd rather be a fool than live in a cage of your making." The tension between them crackled like the embers outside the castle walls, and for a heartbeat, Lila thought he might reach for her, might pull her into his embrace. But he turned away, closing off the moment before it could ignite into something more. "Stay away from the ghosts, Lila," he warned, his back to her. "They will only lead you to darkness." Lila watched him go, her heart heavy with the weight of unspoken words and the promise of what could be. She was determined to break through the walls he had built, to uncover the man hidden beneath the Alpha's fierce exterior. As days passed, Lila felt the distance between them begin to close, despite Drake's best efforts to push her away. Their conversations grew deeper, their encounters more charged. She began to see glimpses of the man he once was, the compassionate soul buried under layers of pain and anger. One evening, Lila found herself wandering the castle's expansive library, a sanctuary filled with dust and shadows. The scent of aged parchment filled the air as she ran her fingers along the spines of forgotten tomes. She could lose herself in the stories, but her mind kept drifting back to Drake. The way he looked at her, the intensity of his gaze, it tugged at her heart. Searching for answers? A voice interrupted her thoughts. It was Drake, leaning against the doorframe, his arms crossed over his chest. "Always," she replied, turning to face him. "What about you? Are you still avoiding the truth?" He stepped into the room, the shadows wrapping around him like a shroud. "You seem to think you can change everything with a few words," he said, his tone teasing yet serious. "Maybe I can," she challenged, a spark igniting between them. "Maybe I'm the one who can help you confront your demons." Drake chuckled softly, his eyes glinting with a mixture of admiration and frustration. "You're tenacious, I'll give you that. But you have no idea what you're up against. Why are you so afraid of letting someone in?" Lila pressed, stepping closer. "You're not alone anymore. You have me." He paused, the weight of her words hanging in the air. "You don't know what you're asking for, Lila. I've lost everything. I can't bear the thought of losing you too." The vulnerability in his voice pierced through her defenses. Then don't push me away, she implored softly. Let me in. Let me be part of your life. Drake ran a hand through his hair, frustration etched across his features. You think love can conquer all, but it's not that simple. Love can burn just as fiercely as hate. Then let it burn, she repeated, her heart racing. Let it burn brightly. I'm not afraid of the fire, Drake. I want to face it with you. He took a step back, the distance between them growing once more. You don't understand. My past isn't just a shadow. It's a raging inferno. And I refuse to put you in its path. Lila's heart ached at his refusal to see the truth. You're stronger than you think, Drake. Together we can face whatever haunts you. Just then, a rumble of thunder echoed outside, followed by the sound of wind whipping through the castle's corridors. A storm was brewing, and the tension in the air felt electric. Lila, he said, his voice low and urgent, you should head back to your chambers. It's not safe to be wandering around during a storm. I'm not afraid of a little rain, Drake, she insisted, crossing her arms defiantly. I'm more afraid of losing you to your past. But he was already moving toward the door, and Lila felt a pang of desperation. Drake, wait. Please. He paused, looking back at her, his eyes filled with something she couldn't quite decipher. You need to understand, Lila. I'm not the hero in this story. I'm the villain. Then let me rewrite it, she urged, her voice trembling with emotion. Give me a chance to show you that you can change. Drake hesitated, and for a moment, it felt as if the storm outside was mirrored in the storm within him. But then he shook his head, his expression hardening. I can't. You deserve better than this. Before she could respond, he was gone, leaving Lila standing alone in the flickering candlelight, her heart heavy with the weight of his refusal. She felt the storm outside intensify, the howling winds mimicking the turmoil churning within her. As she stood there, a sense of resolve washed over her. She would not let fear dictate her life. If Drake was truly a monster, then she would confront that monster head-on. She would find a way to break through his barriers and help him heal, even if it meant facing the flames that threatened to consume them both. The castle felt alive with energy as the storm raged on, and Lila knew that the true test of their bond was yet to come. She could feel it in her bones. A reckoning was approaching, and she would be ready to face it, no matter the cost. The air in the castle hung thick with tension as the remnants of the rival wolves faded into the night. Lila stood beside Drake, her heart pounding not just from the adrenaline of the battle but from the weight of his presence beside her. The flickering torches cast shadows that danced eerily along the stone walls, echoing the turmoil within her. Drake's fierce gaze lingered on the horizon, where the last embers of the conflict had disappeared. She could sense his unyielding determination to protect his pack, but she also felt the vulnerability that lay just beneath the surface. Lila, he began, his voice low and gravelly, you fought bravely tonight. I didn't think you would stand beside me like that. He turned to face her, the flickering light illuminating the sharp angles of his face, making him look both heroic and haunted. I didn't think I had a choice, she replied, her words tinged with defiance. You were in danger. I couldn't just stand back and watch. Drake stepped closer, the heat radiating from him palpable, wrapping around her like a blanket. But you did more than that. You put yourself in harm's way for me, for my pack. No one has ever done that before. His expression shifted, a mix of gratitude and something deeper, something that sent a shiver down her spine. She opened her mouth to respond but hesitated, the reality of their situation crashing over her like a wave. Drake, what if it was just instinct? I don't want you to think. She trailed off, struggling to articulate the conflict raging inside her. Think what? He pressed, his tone softening. That you care about me? That you care about what happens to us? Because it's clear to me that you do. His eyes searched hers, lit with an intensity that made her heart race. I care about your pack, she admitted, her voice barely above a whisper. But you, it's complicated. The truth of her feelings was a tangled mess, and she wasn't sure how to unravel it without getting burned. Complicated, he echoed, his voice a low rumble. That's one way to put it. He ran a hand through his dark hair, the movement revealing the tension in his shoulders. Lila, there's something I need to confess. Lila felt her breath catch in her throat. What is it? Drake took a step back as though creating space for the weight of his words. I'm bound by a curse. It's why I can't let you go, why I can't let anyone close to me. Only true love can break it. True love. Is that why you want to claim me? She fired back, the heat of anger igniting in her chest. Is that all I am to you? Some kind of a solution to your problems? No, he exclaimed, his voice rising with frustration. You're not just a solution to me, Lila. You're more than that. You're a fire I can't extinguish, and it terrifies me. Then why not set me free? She challenged, her heart pounding. If I'm just a fire, why keep me close? Drake's expression shifted, the vulnerability she had seen before surfacing again. Because I'm afraid of losing you. I've lost so much already, and the thought of losing you too. He paused, his voice thick with emotion. It's unbearable. The air between them crackled, charged with unspoken words and hidden desires. Lila's heart raced as she took a tentative step closer, feeling the magnetic pull between them. Drake, before she could finish, he closed the distance between them, his hands framing her face with a gentleness that belied his fierce exterior. I know this is overwhelming. I know I'm asking a lot of you. But you need to understand, I never wanted to be this way. I never wanted to be a monster. Drake. She breathed, lost in the depths of his dark eyes, where shadows of regret and longing danced. Just listen to me, he said, his voice a husky whisper. You're the first person to see beyond the curse, beyond the monster I've become. I can't let you slip away. In that moment, the world around them faded, leaving only the two of them, suspended in a fragile bubble of intimacy. Lila felt her defenses crumbling, the urge to fight against their connection battling with the undeniable chemistry that sparked between them. Drake leaned in closer, his breath mingling with hers, warm and inviting. Can you feel this? He murmured, his forehead resting against hers. This connection? I can't explain it, but I know it's real. I know it's something worth fighting for. Lila closed her eyes, surrendering to the moment, the warmth of his presence surrounding her. It was intoxicating, and for a fleeting instant she allowed herself to imagine what it might be like to embrace this connection fully. But the ghostly figure she had encountered loomed in her mind, a reminder of the past that shadowed Drake's heart. Just as she felt herself slipping deeper into the haze of desire, a chill ran through her. Drake, she said, her voice trembling slightly. What about the ghost? What about the warning she gave me? Drake pulled back, his expression darkening. That's not something I want to revisit right now, he replied, his tone clipped. The past is painful, and I don't want to drag you into it. But I am already in it, Lila insisted, her voice rising slightly. I can't ignore what she said. There's a connection between us and whatever happened to you. He turned away, his jaw clenched tight. You don't understand. The betrayal I faced, the loss, it's what shaped me into the person I am today. I can't let you be another casualty of my past. Then let me help you, she pleaded, stepping forward again. I can't just stand by while you suffer. I want to know the truth. Drake turned back to her, his eyes flashing with a mix of anger and sorrow. And what if the truth is too much for you to bear? What if knowing the truth leads you to hate me? I won't hate you, she said fiercely, her heart racing. I can't promise to understand everything, but I want to try. I can't just walk away from this, away from you. His gaze softened, and for the first time, Lila saw a flicker of hope in his eyes. You're brave, he murmured, his voice thick with emotion. But bravery comes with a price, Lila. Are you willing to pay it? She hesitated, the weight of his question settling heavily on her chest. But in that moment, something shifted within her. The thought of turning away from him, from the connection they shared, felt like a betrayal to herself. I am, she said, her voice steady. I'm willing to face whatever comes next. Drake took a deep breath, the tension in his shoulders easing slightly as he stepped closer once more. Then let's uncover the truth together. But know this, whatever you find, it could change everything. As Lila stood before him, the flames of their connection flickering fiercely between them, she felt an exhilaration mixed with fear. The night was far from over, and with it loomed the shadows of a past that threatened to consume them both. But for the first time, she felt ready to confront the darkness, not alone, but with Drake by her side. Lila stood in the dimly lit chamber, the shadows swirling around her like restless spirits. The revelation about the ghost and its connection to Drake weighed heavily on her heart. The air felt thick with tension as she prepared to confront him, her mind racing with questions and emotions that churned within her. She could hardly believe the truth that had been laid bare before her. The identity of the ghost, a former lover lost to the flames of Drake's past, ignited a firestorm of conflicting feelings. Drake was at the far end of the room, his silhouette outlined by the flickering light from the torches mounted on the stone walls. He stood with his back to her, his broad shoulders tense, as if he sensed her approach yet was unwilling to turn and face the storm brewing between them. "Drake," Lila called out, her voice steady despite the turmoil inside her. "We need to talk." He turned slowly, his expression a mask of brooding intensity. "What is there to say, Lila? The past is the past. I am what I am, a monster bound by my mistakes." His voice, deep and gravelly, sent a shiver down her spine. The regret in his tone was palpable, as if he carried the weight of the world upon his shoulders. "No, you're not a monster," she insisted, stepping closer. "You're a man haunted by a tragedy. But that doesn't mean you don't deserve love." Lila's heart raced as she spoke, the truth of her feelings spilling out before she could hold them back. "You deserve a chance at redemption, Drake." He looked away, his jaw clenched. "Redemption? It's a fool's hope. I've lost everything I ever cared about because of my choices. I don't deserve to be loved, Lila. Not after what happened." The shadows deepened around him, mirroring the darkness that enveloped his heart. "But what if I want to help you?" she pressed, her voice rising with determination. "What if the ghost's warning holds the key to breaking this curse? We could find a way, together." Drake's gaze flickered to her, a mixture of surprise and something else. Something softer, buried beneath layers of pain. "You don't understand what you're saying. The cost of my past is too steep. I won't let you get hurt because of me." "I'm already hurt, Drake," Lila replied, her voice softening. "I'm hurt because I see the man you could be, the man you want to be. You're not just a cursed alpha, you're someone worth fighting for." The silence between them crackled with unspoken emotions, and Lila felt a flicker of hope ignite within her. Drake stepped forward, closing the distance between them. His eyes, dark and stormy, searched hers for a truth he might not have wanted to confront. "And what if I fail you? What if I can't change?" "Then we'll face it together," she whispered, reaching out to touch his arm. The warmth of her hand against his skin ignited a spark of longing that he had tried so hard to suppress. "I believe in you, Drake. I believe in the man you can become." He hesitated, the weight of her words pressing against the walls he had erected around his heart. "You shouldn't," he finally said, his voice barely above a whisper. "You'll only get burned." "But I'm already standing in the flames," Lila said, her resolve solidifying. "And I'm not afraid. I want to help you confront your past to find a way to break this curse. We need to seek the ghost's guidance." Drake's expression hardened, but there was a flicker of something in his eyes. A glimmer of hope, perhaps, or maybe fear. "You don't know what you're asking for. The ghost's advice won't come without a price. It may demand something from you that you're not prepared to give." "Then I'll take that risk," she declared, her heart racing at the thought of what lay ahead. "If it means saving you, I'll do whatever it takes." He studied her for a long moment, the tension between them palpable. "You're too reckless for your own good," he finally murmured, shaking his head in disbelief. "But I admire your courage. I just don't want to see you hurt." Lila smiled softly, her heart swelling with determination. "You won't lose me, Drake. I promise. But we need to find the ghost first. It's time to confront your past and discover what it truly means to let go." With a reluctant nod, Drake agreed, and they set off into the castle's depths, the air thick with anticipation. As they navigated the winding corridors, Lila could feel the weight of history pressing down on them, the memories of loss and pain echoing in the stone walls. They finally reached a secluded chamber, a place where the air felt charged with energy. The flickering torches cast eerie shadows, and Lila felt a shiver run down her spine as she sensed the presence of the ghost. "Are you here?" she called out, her voice echoing in the stillness. For a moment, nothing happened. But then the air shimmered, and the ghostly figure of a woman appeared, her features ethereal yet hauntingly familiar. Lila's breath caught in her throat as she recognized the resemblance. The same fierce eyes, the same fiery spirit that Drake had mentioned. "Why have you summoned me?" the ghost asked, her voice echoing like a distant melody. There was sadness etched into her expression, a longing that transcended time. I'm here to help Drake, Lila said, stepping forward. We need to understand the curse and how to break it. You were part of his past and he's suffering because of it. The ghost's gaze shifted to Drake, her expression softening. You seek redemption, my love, she said softly, her voice laced with sorrow. But redemption comes with sacrifice. I'm willing to do whatever it takes, Lila interjected, her heart pounding with determination. What must we do? The path to breaking the curse is fraught with challenges, the ghost warned, her gaze piercing through Lila. Only an act of true selflessness can free him. You must confront your own fears and embrace the love that binds you. Lila's heart raced at the weight of those words. But what if that means risking everything? Love is never without risk, the ghost replied, her voice filled with ancient wisdom. But in the flames of sacrifice, true strength is born. You must face the darkness together, or you will both be consumed. As the ghost's form began to fade, Lila felt a surge of determination wash over her. She turned to Drake, who stood silently, his expression a mix of anguish and longing. We can do this, Drake. I won't back down. I'm ready to face whatever it takes to save you. He studied her for a long moment, his heart torn between fear and hope. You're willing to risk everything for me? He asked, his voice barely above a whisper. For you, I'd risk it all, Lila affirmed, her gaze steady. I believe in you and I believe in us. Together we can break this curse. As they stood in the dim light of the chamber, the shadows around them began to shift and swirl, a promise of the challenges that lay ahead. Lila felt the heat of Drake's presence beside her, the flicker of their shared fire igniting a new flame of hope within her. They were bound by more than fate. They were entwined by a love that dared to challenge the darkness, determined to find a way to emerge from the ashes stronger than before. The night hung heavy over the castle as Lila's heart raced. Shadows danced along the stone walls, flickering in the dim light of the torches. The air was thick with tension, a prelude to the chaos that was about to unfold. She had never felt so alive yet so terrified. The rival pack was on the move again and she could sense the urgency in the air. Drake's fierce protectiveness had ignited something within her, a boldness she never knew she possessed. As she paced her room, she could hear the distant growls and snarls of wolves preparing for battle. Suddenly, a loud crash echoed through the castle, reverberating off the walls. Lila's instincts kicked in. Without thinking, she dashed toward the main hall, her heart pounding with determination. She had to help him. No longer was she the frightened girl trapped in a cell. She was a warrior ready to fight for the man who had claimed her heart. Bursting into the hall, Lila found herself amidst the chaos. Wolves clashed, teeth bared and fur flying, creating a maelstrom of fury and primal instinct. Drake stood at the forefront, a fierce protector, his eyes ablaze with the fire of battle. He was magnificent, a true alpha, and Lila's breath caught in her throat as she realized the depth of her love for him. Lila! Drake shouted, his voice cutting through the din. His gaze locked onto hers, a mixture of surprise and concern flashing across his face. What are you doing here? Get back. But Lila stood her ground, her resolve hardening. I'm not leaving you, she shouted back, her voice fierce. I won't let you face them alone. Drake's jaw tightened, the conflict evident in his eyes. This isn't your fight. You're putting yourself in danger. I don't care. Lila replied, her heart racing. I'm here because I choose to be and I'm going to help you. Just then, a massive wolf lunged toward Drake and Lila's instincts kicked in. Without thinking, she grabbed a nearby torch, its flames flickering wildly, and hurled it towards the attacker. The fire ignited against the wolf's fur, causing it to yelp in surprise and retreat. Lila felt a rush of adrenaline surge through her veins, emboldening her. Drake turned to her, astonished. You shouldn't have done that. Maybe, but I won't let you fight alone. She grinned, feeling the heat of the flames that mirrored the fire in her heart. Together they fought side by side, a perfect synergy of strength and determination. Lila's heart swelled with pride as she realized how far she had come, how far they had come. They were a team, united against the forces that sought to tear them apart. Each time she faced an enemy, she felt the ghostly presence of the spirit urging her on, guiding her movements and bolstering her resolve. In the midst of the battle, the leader of the rival pack emerged, a towering figure with menacing eyes and a sinister grin. He strode forward, a predator among prey. "Drake," he called out, his voice a low growl. "You think you can protect her? You've made a grave mistake by bringing her into this fight." Drake's expression hardened, his gaze unyielding. "You don't scare me and you won't take her." Lila's heart raced as she stepped forward, positioning herself beside Drake. She felt the weight of the moment pressing down on her. This was her chance, her opportunity to show her love in the most profound way possible. But as she faced the rival leader, she felt the ghost's presence wash over her like a warm embrace. "Lila," the ghost whispered, echoing in her mind. "To save him, you must be willing to sacrifice everything. Only then can you break the curse." The words resonated deep within her, igniting a fierce determination. She understood now what she had to do. "Drake," she said, her voice steady despite the chaos around them. "I need you to trust me." "What are you planning?" he asked, concern etched on his face. "I need to confront him," she replied, her heart pounding. "It's the only way to protect you. I have to show him that I'm not afraid." "Lila, no," Drake protested, his voice rising above the clamor. "You don't understand the danger." But she was already stepping forward, her heart racing as she faced the rival leader. "You think you can intimidate me?" she challenged, her voice ringing clear. "I'm not afraid of you." The leader's expression twisted into a sneer. "What do you think you can do? You're just a girl in a man's fight." "Maybe," she replied, her confidence swelling. "But love is a force you can't comprehend. I'm willing to sacrifice everything for him, and that's more powerful than you'll ever know." With those words, she felt the ghost's presence strengthen, urging her onward. As she prepared for the confrontation, she knew she had to take the leap. She would protect Drake, even if it meant putting herself in the path of danger. In a flash, she lunged at the rival leader, putting herself between him and Drake. The moment felt surreal, a collision of fate and choice. The rival leader snarled, lunging toward her, but she stood firm. "You'll have to go through me first," she declared, her voice unwavering. A moment of silence hung in the air, and then the world exploded around her. In that instant, an unearthly glow enveloped her, a warmth that surged from her core. The ghost appeared beside her, shimmering with radiant light. "You've chosen love over fear," it said, its voice melodic and powerful. "Now let your sacrifice break the curse." As the rival leader lunged, Lila felt the warmth intensify, wrapping around her like a protective shroud. "Lila, no," Drake shouted, his voice filled with anguish. But she was no longer afraid. She raised her hands and a brilliant light erupted, pushing back against the darkness. The curse that had bound Drake in his pack was unraveling, the flames of her love igniting a path toward freedom. In a blinding flash, the air crackled with energy. The rival leader was thrown back, defeated by the sheer force of Lila's love and selflessness. As the darkness receded, Lila felt a surge of power course through her veins, awakening something deep within. Drake's eyes widened as he watched the transformation. "Lila," he cried, disbelief and awe mingling in his voice. In that moment, she felt the truth of her existence wash over her like a wave. She was not just a captive. She was a shifter, her true form emerging in the brilliance of her sacrifice. Her body shifted, first sprouting, and she felt the powerful grace of the wolf within her. As the light faded, Lila stood before Drake, her wolf form magnificent and fierce. The curse had not only freed Drake, it had revealed her true nature, binding them in a way that transcended their previous understanding. "Lila," Drake's voice trembled with emotion. "Is that really you?" "Yes," she replied, her voice a mix of growl and warmth. "I'm here and I'm yours." With their bond solidified, they stood together, united against the remnants of the rival pack. The flames that once threatened to consume them now ignited a new beginning. Together, they were unstoppable, their love a force that transcended the fiery fields and the shadows of their pasts. As they faced the dawn, the world around them transformed, no longer a desolate land but a place of rebirth and hope. Lila and Drake, two souls intertwined, ready to embrace their new life together, free from the chains that once bound them. The embers of their past flickered behind them, but ahead lay a future bright with promise, ignited by the flames of love.